This world is, but, a droplet suspended in the cosmic ocean of galaxies, pulsating with one desire echoing with an uncanny consistency from ancient civilizations to contemporary algorithmic societies, from crowded capitals to forgotten hamlets, a desire for change. Change is the only constant, they say. Yet the more things change, the more they remain the same, begging a sobering question: do things really change, or is it merely shifting of the masks and choreography of the appearances? What appears on the surface as a transformation is a mere rearrangement of the stage. Only names change, the system remains. If today's world was imagined as a jungle dressed in a semblance of peace, the silence from habituated submission and carefully crafted consensus. Beneath the canopy of the dense trees, every creature follows a rhythm. The donkey bears the burden it did not choose, the predators prey not out of spite but design, and the grazers roam. A utopia of equilibrium appears, but balance is a fragile illusion, one graze away from collapse. The tragedy of the commons is inevitable. Free riders graze more than their share, feed beyond their contribution, and prey beyond need. They corrode the ecosystem with routine, not revolution. This orderly disorder then becomes the new order. The system crumbles not from above but from within, with a sham of change. Thus, the call for change persists. What keeps the order intact, and who profits from its slow unraveling? Is it the crown, the silent ants, or something more elusive in the shadows? The answer hides in plain sight: the middleman. They are the purgatory, between power and truth, between policy and principle. Over time they become invincible not by might, but by proximity. The ruler outsources his senses. He sees what the middleman shows him, and hears what he whispers to him. The governance, thus, drifts into a realm where delegation is dependence. The crown rules but through borrowed senses and padded truths. As Machiavelli suggested to the prince, the first method for estimating the intelligence of the ruler is to look at the men who surround him. The middleman syndrome is not just a glitch, it is a pathology, insidious, slow and systemic. Its first prey is competence, then merit is strangulated by convenience. Foucault would cite it as a brilliance of modern power, not coercive but capillary, flowing through institutions, colonizing minds. Kafka explored a similar castle where the messenger cast a shadow longer than the message itself. Orwell's pigs in his Animal Farm, who once cried for change, mirrored the humans they overthrew. The reality bends, the old regime does not die, it molds. Faces metamorphose and the status quo stays. Repeated whispers transform into standard operating procedures. All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.